Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Humbly confident. Philippians chapter 4, verses 12 and 13. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. As probable as it may seem, I once played football. I played center on offense and linebacker on defense. As a matter of fact, I scored one touchdown as a center during my high school years. For those of you who are not familiar with the rules of football, the only eligible receivers are those at each end of the line of scrimmage or in the backfield. So how did it happen? Our team was ahead, and we had a silly play that we had worked out. Everyone on our team was lined up to the left of me, which made me eligible. As the other team went for the receivers on the other side of the field, I was wide open. The ball fluttered to me in the end zone, and it was a touchdown. Even the referees had to have it explained to them before they allowed the score. We all laughed at the absurdity of the play. In the modern world of college and professional football, it has become such a spectacle of strutting and showing off after score that a penalty is now assessed. The display of pride is actually ugly and repulsive to just about everyone except the one who is flaunting his score. So, is pride ever appropriate for the believer? I think it is, but there is a huge qualifier. It is not pride in ourselves, but pride in how great and mighty the Lord is. He is worthy of adoration and praise. We have nothing for which we can take pride. According to Isaiah 64, verse 6, all of our righteousness is as filthy rags. Our pride is not in anything we do ourselves, but in what God does in spite of us. Blessings, dear hearts. Draw near to God today. Trust Him completely and be a blessing. Pastor Cecil. We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.